Discover the secrets to a perfect slumber in Sleep Well with Michael Mosley.
Let's relax. Breathe in and out.
And drift off to the sleeping forecast.
Warnings of gales in Fisher and Biscay. Viking, North Otero.
Listen on BBC Sounds.
Well, on this, the third day of Christmas, as well as the regulation three French hens, we've got Tony Archer, the reluctant guitarist, and Leonard ready with his repair kit once more. That's in the Archers at 7. After that, it's Add to Playlist as the trumpet player Laura Jurd and the operatic tenor Nicky Spence take us from Jamaica to Westminster Abbey as five more pieces of music are added. That's at 7.15. Now we're off to Sweden on Radio 4 in the 2020 romantic comedy starring Adam Riches and some of Sweden's finest comic actors. More culture clashes as the Anderson family meet their American cousins.
Welcome to our beautiful town. With picturesque cobbled streets and stunning historic buildings, it really is the Prague of northern Sweden.
I think it's a bit over the top.
The Rome of the Arctic Circle.
Yeah, you might be right.
The Rio de Janeiro of Lapland.
It's been a year since I landed my first proper job in Sweden, working for the town tourist board.
Come to Yxve.
It's unpronounceably good.
But who'd have thought it would be this weird, unprecedented year, where work became sitting at home, editing videos in my adult-size elephant onesie.
Jeff, here's your tea.
Oh, thanks.
Maybe you should remove the trunk.
Thanks to COVID, we've lost a whole summer's worth of tourists, and our picturesque cobbled streets feel empty as hell. I was going to try and update the gallery page next. Those photos are ancient, but it all just feels pointless.
Are things that bad?
I haven't had an email in weeks. The quarantine is killing us. All those rich Norwegians who normally rent summer cottages are now...
You really care, don't you?
Yeah, of course. Why?
Well, when we first moved here, you were full of how boring, cold and small Yxve is.
Maybe it's grown on me. Kind of like nasal hair. Eventually, you just stop fighting it.
I could get my tweezers.
That was just an analogy. I don't really have nasal hair. Do I?
Quite a lot, actually.
What?
Like long, stringy tendrils.
Linda?
A sort of snotty octopus. Come here.
Hey,
come here.
The cold Swedish winter is right outside, and I just want somebody to hold me through the night.
The Cold Swedish Winter by Danny Robbins. Oh, hey, ow!
Yay, I got one.
Hey, hang on a minute. Email!
Probably a Norwegian asking for their deposit back.
Oh, it's addressed to your dad.
F.A.O. Sten Andersson, mayor of Yxve. That really is ancient. He hasn't been mayor for years.
Blimey. Linda, read this.
Dear Sten, my name is Wilbur J.W. Andersson Jr. I live in Palo Alto, California, but I was raised in rural Minnesota.
And I believe that you and I are in fact cousins.
Sten, vad spännande.
Could it be true, Sten?
Yeah, there were Andersons who settled in Minnesota. Where is that photo, Gunilla? Ah, here. This is my farfar's farfar's far.
His great-great-great-granddad.
So your farfar's 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 farfar farfar.
He and his brothers moved to America in the 1840s. Like the characters in The Emigrants.
The what-y?
Jeff! You have not read The Emigrants?
It's only one of the greatest works of Swedish literature, dumbass. It's about a family of Swedish farmers who struggle with their crops.
So far, doesn't sound like a page-turner.
This was back in the 1800s, before we were the nice, cosy land of IKEA and Måns Zelmerlöw. Life was bloody tough.
So many years, the harvest failed. Nothing grew.
The farmers got desperate. Should they stay and starve?
Or make the long, dangerous journey across the Atlantic?
This was before Ryanair.
We have stopped listening to you now. They boarded ships and followed the route taken by the Vikings, long before Christopher Columbus discovered America.
Fake news.
It's those Swedes, my own blood, who helped create the USA.
Without the emigrants, there'd be no Mark Wahlberg.
Or Chris Christopherson.
Or Pamela Anderson. I'm a big fan of her work.
Sten, what else does this Wilbur J. Anderson Jr. say?
I have traced my roots to a group of Swedes who left Yxve 1842.
That's the day on the photo. He's coming home. He's coming home. Wilbur's coming home.
He asks if I want to FaceTime.
Do it. It's not every day you discover a new Andersson.
Yeah, perhaps he even knows Pamela.
So the following evening, we gathered at Sten and Gunilla's to bring the intercontinental cousins virtually together.
Just getting the iPad set up. What's the passcode?
Give it here. Mum's putting makeup on, and my dad is looking for a tie. I think they're a bit nervous.
It is weird, but I'd never really thought before about Swedes going to America.
No? We feel proud of it. Like America's our kid that grew up.
A kind of wayward kid with lots of guns.
Right. But the bad stuff, like Trump, racism and chlorinated chicken, is their fault. He's calling!
Oh, Sten! Gunilla!
How does my hair look?
You still don't have any.
Shh! Okay, here we go.
Hello? Hello, Sten?
Wilbur?
And there he was, in grainy detail. A tanned man in Bermuda shorts, Hawaiian shirt and sunglasses, on a lounger by a beautiful clear blue swimming pool.
Please, call me Wilb.
Will?
Wilb, with a B, like Barack. Or botulism.
This is Gunilla, my daughter Linda, and our grandchildren Sara and Jon.
Hey, hey!
And Jeff, but he's English, unfortunately.
It's so good to meet you guys.
As he swigged what appeared to be a litre of iced coffee, Wilb explained about his little genealogy project.
I've never felt American.
Really?
So when I retired, I got round to tracing my family tree, and bada boom, I'm a Swede. And since that day, man, have I been digging Swedish culture.
Ah, vad trevligt.
The other day, my wife Valerie even made us some cinnamon buns.
Oh, a Swedish speciality.
Right, Gunilla. Oh, they kicked some serious ass, huh, Jeff?
I suppose so.
Yeah, we ate them with a heap of maple syrup and bacon. You guys do that?
Nay.
Wilb, I hope this doesn't sound rude, but you look too young to be retired.
You should see my plastic surgeon. But you're right, Linda. I'm 38. I've just been lucky enough to make a pile of money.
You said in your email you trained monkeys.
Pardon me?
You developed apes.
Apes. Apps. He works with computers, Mama.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's good, though. I don't like those videos where you see a monkey in a skirt.
That's okay, Gunilla. Linda's right. My big hit was a little app called Toast E. You guys know it?
No.
It lets you control your toaster from your smartphone. You can be in bed or by the pool or at a high-intensity cardio class while simultaneously adjusting the heat to make sure your wheat-free sesame bagel is toasted to perfection.
Does it butter it for you, too?
Great question, Jeff. There are people working on that algorithm, and hey, if Elon Musk can build a space rocket, we can find a way to squeeze low-fat, non-dairy spread out of an iPhone, huh?
Is he still speaking English?
I'm not sure.
Anyway, I sold the company a couple of years back for $500 million.
Wow.
Crazy, huh? I mean, that's Silicon Valley for you. So I moved out here to the hills, I bought 100 acres, and I thought it would make me happy, but...
It didn't?
No, Linda. Just felt sad. Sad and gassy. I was eating a lot of beans at the time. What I realized is, sure, you can own a mansion, a vineyard, a giant pool, and an electric sun lounger that massages you. Oh, God, that's good! But it doesn't mean anything. If you have a big hole inside you.
You had a big hole.
Jeff, my hole was huge. Gaping. Like right here, in the middle of me. To be honest, I felt like...
A bagel?
Oh my God, yes, a bagel! Oh! Damn God, this chair is good! Something was missing, you guys. And that was family.
Oh, Wilb.
Bra sagt. Well spoken.
I realize I'm not blonde, blue-eyed, or as freaking beautiful as you, and I sure as heck can't talk your language. Yet. But emotionally, spiritually, deep in my cinnamon bun-filled gut, I am a Swede. And, well, it would just mean a lot to this here California Minnesotan if you could accept me as one of your own.
Then we must say... Välkommen till familjen. Welcome to the family, cousin.
I'm sorry, I'm just a little overcome. Hey, Valerie, baby. C-
can you do me a Swedish pickled herring on rye? With cinnamon sprinkles? And maple sauce? Ooh, and bacon.
Hey, cowboy, where'd you get the clothes you wear? Hey, cowboy, where'd you get the funny hair? What you doing in the land of the midnight sun? You better run.
Varsågoda. I thought we would have an American-style dinner to celebrate.
Hamburgers!
Actually, I just squashed lots of meatballs together. Don't tell the others.
I've been Googling Wilb. Interview with the Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, young tech hotshots who will change the world. He is seriously impressive.
And so charming.
I am just glad the monkeys are safe.
Didn't you think he was maybe a bit too charming?
No.
And also, who calls themselves Wilb? It's ludicrous.
Not as ludicrous as spelling Jeff, G-E-O.
Oh, it's just a personal thing, but I found him a bit brash.
You're just jealous, because Wilb is one of the New York Times top 10 digital gurus, and you aren't even one of the top 4 digital gurus in our house.
I resent that.
Daddy, what's the iPad password?
Ask your mum.
Face it, even though you've lived here for years, you can't shake that old British trait. To be snidey and cynical about anyone who's done well for themselves.
And Swedes don't do that.
No, we're like the Americans. We admire go-getters, the pioneer spirit.
Yo, cousin Will is one of us, the true Swede.
Now, who would like some maple syrup on their burgers?
No, thanks.
A week later, we regrouped for another FaceTime chat with Wilb.
Hey, sorry about the noise. Valerie's in the pool during her acrocalisthenics. Wait, baby! I told her, you gotta do it to the music of my ancestors. Yeah! Work it, baby! Squeeze those meatballs!
And as we got to know Wilb better, it became clear he and Sten were two peas from the same pod.
Dude, are you serious? I adore fishing!
You do?
I have a yacht in the Caribbean. What about you?
I have a rod.
Stan!
Do you like ice hockey, Wilb?
Hell yeah! I'm actually thinking of buying a team.
Oh, I love this man!
Soon, the video chats became every night. The vast stretches of land and sea between us forgotten.
Guys, the first time I looked at pictures of Hishu... Hishu? Hishu? Is that right?
Nearly.
Don't worry, Jeff still can't pronounce it.
I think you'll find no non-Swede can.
Anyway, the first time I saw your tourist board website, oh, that great video by Jeff, I thought, oh, wow, this place looks like a vision of freaking paradise. I bet you fell in love with it instantly, huh, G-Man? I love it first sight.
Well, actually, I was explaining to Linda the other day, it was actually a bit more like nasal hair. You see, it's quite funny.
Oh, I wouldn't know. I had my nasal hair surgically removed so they could transplant it onto my head. But seriously, you folks live in heaven.
Aww.
After 2 weeks of transatlantic love-ins, Wilb was even having a go at learning Swedish.
Trevligt att ses en familjen Andersson.
Oh, cousin Wilb, you're so clever.
Try the tongue twister again.
Fu for fuka fer men furtis av fu furna fuk furtis qua.
Incredible!
Jeff can't do that, and he's lived in Sweden for years.
If only he could be more like you, dear Wilb.
Where is Jeff?
But by that point, I'd taken myself home to sulk and read my book. Bret Easton Ellis, American Psycho. And that was how I missed out on the enormous, earth-shaking news.
There's something I want to talk to you guys about.
Yeah. Okay.
I got talking with Valerie last night over some deep-fried mousse and a cinnamon enchilada. And I had an idea.
Linda would later replay this moment to me as Wilb put down his gargantuan flask of iced vanilla soy macchiato, leant into his webcam and suggested something that sent shockwaves through the whole of our sleepy, unpronounceable town.
You cannot be serious.
Oh, my God.
Fan I helvete.
I thought you guys would like it.
San Francisco, säg minns du, jag hade blommor i mitt hår. Jag hade blommor.
Are the kids asleep?
Yeah.
Oh, you're nice and warm. Mm. So, Wilb?
Yes?
Wants to give some money to Ixqua.
Oh, how much?
10% of his fortune. $50 million.
Holy maple syrup. How much coffee had he drunk?
I knew you'd be cynical.
No, I mean, that's incredible. So, is it a gift?
No, it's an investment. We told him things had been tough this year, with COVID and no tourists, and he said Ixqua now feels such a big part of him, he wanted to help.
Blimey.
The money is to, what did he say, rejuvenate the town and preserve its heritage. Maybe we really can be the Prague of northern Sweden.
What did your dad say?
Oh, he's on the phone now, waking everyone up in the town council to tell them the good news. We're having champagne tomorrow to celebrate.
Cool.
Is that really all you can say?
No, it's just... It's a lot of money to give to complete strangers.
Strangers? We're family. You're still jealous.
Oh, come on, Linda.
No, let's be honest, shall we? You can make fancy tourist videos with catchy slogans, but in your hearts of hearts, you've never actually committed to Ixqua.
What?
It's true, Jeff. You don't love it here. And you can't bear it that Wilb does.
And with that, she turned out the light and rolled over. The gulf between us suddenly feeling as deep and dark as the Atlantic.
Ew.
What?
Your nasal hairs are tickling my shoulder.
Word spreads fast in small places, and by the next morning, everyone in town knew the name Wilbur J.W. Anderson Jr.
Har du hört att Wilbs ska ge oss $50 million?
Men, wow, jag älskar Wilb.
And me? I sat at home in my elephant onesie, trying really hard to share in the excitement. But something just didn't feel right.
Daddy?
Hmm?
What's an American psycho?
Ask your mum.
That evening, chastened, I joined the others round the iPad to raise a glass and thank Wilb. Like the 1840s emigrants must have thanked their stern Lutheran god.
Cheers, guys! Oh, sorry about the noise. I just bought a dolphin.
The sapphire blue pool, a glistening mirror, reflecting its owner's highly caffeinated generosity.
This means so much, Wilb.
Hey, it's just nice to know an ordinary guy from Minnesota can have a dream of shaking up the tech world, revolutionizing toast and riding on a dolphin, and then get to pay it forward.
Our ancestors would be proud, cousin.
Are you crying, Papa?
Oh, a little.
Me too, Sten. Crying, gassy, instead of mung bean smoothie.
It seemed Wilb truly was the savior of our little town. Which, of course, he could now pronounce perfectly.
Ixqua!
Brilliant! And whilst balancing on a dolphin.
Ixqua! Go, Flipper, go! Ride him, cowboy!
I spent most of the next few days avoiding Linda's I-told-you-so looks and threw myself into taking photos of the town centre to upload to the website. I felt embarrassed, but this was the first time I truly realised how beautiful it was. Our little...
Yechir!
Tissue?
I guess Wilb's just a guy who fell in love with this unpronounceable charms a lot quicker than me.
Jeff!
Hi, Sten.
I have just met with the town council. Everyone is full of plans how we can use the money.
I bet. So when do you actually get it?
Well, Wilb has emailed me his proposal. We will form a limited company to oversee the town's rejuvenation. The company will take over the running of all our historic buildings. Wilb will be chief shareholder. Make Ixqua great again.
So would he actually sort of own the buildings?
No. It's not like that. You British always look for the negative. This is why you have Brexit. Americans would never vote to leave Europe.
No, well, they're not in.
I must go. A quick supper of cheeseburgers with maple syrup. And then tonight we will sign the deal.
Stick i midjan, kom aldrig hit igen. Och mer. Stick i midjan, kom aldrig hit igen.
I returned home to upload my images, but I couldn't shake that uneasy feeling. As Linda put the kids to bed, I decided to Google Wilb myself.
Wilbur J.W. Anderson Jr.
I waded through pages of hyperbolic headlines.
Viva the toaster revolutionary!
Where there's a Wilb, there's a way!
King of the apps! Aptin America!
App man!
All right, I get it.
Until buried on page 9 of the Google search, way beyond the point where most would have given up, I found it. The thing I'd been looking for without knowing I was looking for it. It was an article from a newspaper based not in the US or Sweden, but Vietnam.
Första delen av min resa såg jag allt som tyder på liv. Där fanns växter, djur och sten och sand.
Linda!
Shh! They finally dozed off. I think a day with Mama wore Sara out.
I need you to read something.
I'm tired.
This is urgent. It's about Wilb.
Jeff, if this is more cynical...
Please, Linda.
All right. The US tech guru with Vietnamese roots.
Go on.
Wilbur J.W. Anderson Jr. is a successful software developer in California, but his family origins lie here in Vietnam. Oh. Wilbur's father fought in the Vietnam War, where he met Wilbur's mother, Lynn, a nurse from the tiny historic village Lang Chi M. So his dad's got Swedish genes and his mum's Vietnamese. Is that it?
No. After I read this, I Googled Wilbur J.W. Anderson plus Lang Chi M. And this is what came up.
May 18th, 2019. This afternoon, the mayor of Lang Chi M issued a statement telling our reporter that under no circumstances... Oh my God!
Exactly. What time's your dad's meeting?
Now!
Wake the kids up. I'll get the car running.
Nu ska vi facetime honom.
Cousin Stan.
Hey!
Cousin Wilb. I have the town council here with me.
Cool, and I'm here with my attorney. Well, it's actually Valerie. She's a pretty sharp lawyer as well as a damn fine cook. Oh, sorry about the noise. We taught the dolphin to do acrocalisthenics. So, how are you guys doing?
We are very well and excited to sign the deal with you.
Sure. Let's get down to it, shall we?
Right. Has anyone got a pen?
Stop!
I'm sorry, Will. It seems my daughter and her family have just arrived in their pyjamas. What fan gör du, Linda? We are in the middle of the meeting.
That's why we're here. Hi, Wilb.
Jeff. Nice elephant onesie.
Has he told you yet the conditions for investing his money?
Nay, man. We're just about to discuss them.
Great. Before we do, Wilb, why don't you tell us all about Lang Chi M?
Pardon me?
Lang Chi M, the tiny historic village your mother's from.
Well, I don't think that's really relevant here, Jeff.
No? Okay, Linda, maybe you can fill them in instead.
Sure. Let me just plug my laptop into your projector. There we go. Lang Chi M is a village in Vietnam, even smaller than Yxhue. And it seems, from this interview Wilb did in the Vietnam Daily News...
Guys, fake news.
After he retired, he finally found time to visit his mother's birthplace. There's a nice quote in here. I realized, sure, you can own a mansion, a giant pool, and an electric sun lounger that massages you. Oh God, that's good. But something was missing, and that was my family.
Sound familiar?
Listen, I don't know where you guys are going with this, but...
To cut a long story short, Wilb very generously offered to invest in the historic village to rejuvenate the buildings and preserve its heritage.
This is completely freaking irrelevant.
There was just one catch. Linda, what was the headline of that other article?
Historic village says no thanks after US tech millionaire asks to move it to the States. Wilbur tried to buy the village his mother had grown up in and move it brick by brick to his estate in California.
But what does this have to do with Yxhue?
Don't you see? He wants to do that here too.
The money isn't an investment, Papa. Wilbur wants to buy our town and transport it to America.
So he can look on it from the comfort of his own pool.
Is this true?
Look, we are jumping several guns here. But, yeah, sure. I'd be interested in discussing ways of preserving the historic town center by transporting it to California.
I see.
The dry heat here is great for preserving wood.
Uh-huh.
Now, we're just talking a few buildings, obviously. The town hall, a couple of the main streets.
Right.
I mean, geez, these two are painting me like I'm some kind of supervillain. But I'm giving you $50 million. And in return, all I ask is a few old buildings to look after back here.
Like a souvenir of your roots?
Exactly. So what do you say, Cousin Stan?
I need a moment to think.
Papa.
But first, could you take just a step backwards?
Sure.
Thanks. And another step?
Okay.
One more.
Is there a point to this?
And just two more steps.
Sure, but this all seems pretty point...
Such a lovely pool.
Help me! Back down, Clipper! Get back!
I've had my moment. And I hope I speak for the whole council when I say we will never accept your offer.
Gostian!
Ixter is not a collection of antiques to be sold to the highest bidder. These buildings are home to living, breathing people who know how to make their own toast.
Woohoo! Go Sten!
Well said, Papa.
They should never forgive me if I betray them by selling our heritage. And just think how those emigrants would turn in the graves. You will be disgraced to the name.
You're throwing away a fortune.
We will manage.
Valerie, help me out here. Oh, he's too messing. No, Flipper, no. Ken Anderson, I will sue you.
Goodbye, pussy.
Sticky me, yeah. Come on, the heat, yeah, no me, no me, no me, no me, sticky me, yeah. Come on, the heat, yeah, no me.
Thank you, Jeff. And Linda, for stopping me from making a very big mistake.
We all believed he was a nice guy, Papa.
A true Swede knows the best place for things is where they grow naturally.
Apart from nasal hair.
Perhaps you are more Swedish than we thought, Jeff.
There's one thing I'll say for Wilb. He did absolutely nail that Swedish tongue twister.
Oh, well, actually...
Don't tell me.
I've been practicing it a bit. Between chapters of American Psycho. You ready? Who where who where men? What is a who where now who where to score?
Bravo! Bravo!
Not bad.
Are you okay, Jeff?
No, I think I've actually twisted my tongue.
Cold Swedish Winter was created and written by Danny Robbins. It starred Adam Richards as Jeff, Cicela Benn as Linda, Anna-Lena Berry-Lynn as Gunilla, and Thomas Oridson as Stian. John was played by Harry Nicolau, and Nick